Floyd County, 911.
Yes, ma'am. I have an emergency. My sister was almost choked to death this last weekend by her ex-boyfriend. She has a restraining order against him. He just called from our dad's cell phone saying that she better meet him right now. So we think that he has our dad.
Okay, where are you at?
I'm at my house.
I don't know where you live, ma'am.
I know. I'm telling you. I'm just saying that's what it is. I'm going to give you the address. 127 East Clinton, like the president, Drive, Rome, Georgia, 30165.
Okay. Where does your dad live?
He's calling my sister's cell phone right now.
Okay, what's his name?
His name is Robert Spriggs Jr. They call him Tim.
Robert what Jr.?
Robert Spriggs.
Briggs, S-P-R-I-G-G?
Yes, S. S, like Briggs Saving Company?
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your sister's name?
Holly Miranda Davis. I don't know if there's any way we can...
Okay, hold on just a minute. Okay, let me get some information, and then we're going to go on to try and figure out what's going on. Okay, what is your
name? Okay. My name is Tiffany Sulzberger. I'm Holly's sister.
Spell your last name.
S as in Sam, U-L-S-B-E-R-G-E-R.
Okay.
Do you want me to answer the call that he's trying to call again?
Is he beeping in on your phone?
On my sister's phone. I'm calling you from my phone. Should I call him?
Just wait just a minute. Let's get some information. Where does your... Okay. And you said this past weekend, Robert tried to beat your sister up.
Yeah, he tried to choke her to death.
Okay.
And when... And now he is calling my sister from our dad's cell phone, saying that she better meet him right now.
Okay.
And I took the phone and I said, well, show me where you are so we can bring her to you, because I'm just trying to figure out where he is. And he started cussing me out, saying I better give Holly the effing phone right now.
Okay.
And all that, so.
I've got him, Beck.
You do what?
Hold on just a minute, man.
Okay.
My radio. Okay.
Honey, why are you letting dogs in? I mean, there's so much more. Oh, we're going to find him.
And he said he has your dad?
Well, he's calling from our dad's cell phone.
Did he say he has your dad? You don't?
He did not say that, but he said, you better come. Didn't he say he has your dad? Oh, he said, now why would I have your dad's cell phone?
Okay, I understand.
And then when
what's
I
your father's name?
His name is Sean Gregory Davis, and he goes by Greg.
Okay. Do you know, where does he live?
Where does...
John live? Greg.
John live, he lives at 4565 Old Dalton Road, and that's 30165. But he would be
Hold on,
just now leaving
Hold
work.
On just a minute.
And we do need someone to come here because he knows where I live. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to tell you.
I know, just a minute. Okay. All right. Where does Robert live?
He lives on Old Dalton Road as well.
Do you know where on Old Dalton?
Yes, he lives at 4885 Old Dalton Road. Well, he's at his parents' house, but when his parents found out what he did to Holly, they kicked him out of his house. So I don't know where he's been staying, but that's been his place of residence up until when he did that to my sister.
Okay. All right. And what cell number did he call from?
He called from my stepdad's phone.
Do you know who his carrier is?
Holly, who's his carrier? What kind of cell phone does he have? A Sprint? Holly, you've got to focus on me right now. Does he have Sprint, or does he have, what kind of phone does he have? Nextel.
Nextel? And
yes.
Where does he, you said he should be leaving for work. Where does he work?
Yeah, he works at the Board of Education. He's in the maintenance department. So right over there in Shelanese.
Okay, so he's supposed to be leaving from work?
Yeah, he would be leaving from work about now, about 4 o'clock.
Do you have a phone number for his work?
Holly, do we know his work phone number? No.
Okay.
Do we know anybody else from his work phone number? But I want to tell, okay. they want his their phone number.
Okay.
God, answer this. It's him.
Who is it?
It's Tim calling, and Holly, we're trying to get
well,
to find
I'm
out where.
Well, I'm not sure if I, let me relay some of this to a supervisor with the city before you keep answering that phone. Is somebody answering it now?
So let you get it in before we answer it?
Okay.
Is that what you're saying? Because that way they can trace it?
No, it's not that. All right.
What are you telling me to do? I'm sorry. Everybody's freaking out.
I understand. Okay, just stay where you're at. We're going to get a county officer on the way over there, seeing how most of this occurred in the county. And your father and your stepdad is actually working in the county. And you think he was actually, if he was kidnapped, he's kidnapped from the work, right?
Probably from his work.
Okay. All right, let me get in touch with some people. I guess just don't answer it for a few minutes. Let's figure out.
My husband's on the phone with him right now trying to ask him what in the world is he doing. He's trying to calm him down.
Okay.
My husband is really
I'm going to have you hold on just a minute, okay?
Okay.
Don't hang up. I'm calling work right now to see if
Thank you for calling Floyd County Schools. Our offices are currently closed.
I guess get your supervisor to call. They've got somebody on the phone with him right now. Okay. What's he telling your husband?
He's telling my husband that if he doesn't talk to Holly in 10 seconds, he's gonna kill him. And he knows where
he's
we
saying
are.
You got your dad?
Yeah, he said, I've got your dad right here, and if you don't talk to me, I'm gonna kill him in 10 seconds, and that's what he keeps telling her.
Okay.
My sister is much faster.
What does Robert? Okay, hold on just a minute, okay? Don't
hang up. I'm trying to talk low because if he says I call the cops, he's killing him.
I know. Hold on just a minute. Here, this woman's called. Her sister apparently was in an argument with her boyfriend, Robert Spriggs Jr., over the weekend. He tried to choke her. The girl's name's Holly Davis. They got a TPO against him. He lived with his parents up at the 4885 Old Dalton Road. They kicked him out when they found out he beat up his girlfriend. And now he is calling from the girlfriend's dad's cell phone. Says that if she doesn't meet him, he's going to kill their dad. Said he has their dad.
Okay. You don't have the dad's cell phone number?
I have the dad's cell phone number. I have not done anything with it yet. I tried calling where the dad works, which was the Floyd County Board of Education, but they're already closed.
Do we have the dad's address or anything?
Yeah, the dad lives at 4565 Old Dalton Road, but he'd just be getting off of work. I don't have the description. I still got her on the phone. The girl that I'm talking to is Holly's sister. Tiffany Salzberger, they're at 127 East Clinton Drive, and Tiffany's husband is on the phone with Robert, trying to calm him down, and he said if he didn't put Holly on the phone within 10 seconds or 15 minutes, he's going to go ahead and kill Greg, which is the dad. John Greg Davis. Huh?
Do we have a way to track the phone?
Well, I'm going to call and find out if I can get a location. But I haven't got that far yet. It's the next cell. And I'm going to see if they can tell me what cell tower he's calling from, at least try and get a general idea. But do you want to just call and talk to these people, lead them through what they need to be saying to them or anything? Because I have no idea.
What is their number? Is it going to be the Tiffany that I'm calling?
Yes. I'll have to hang up with her. And I'll call next cell.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Ma'am?
Yes, we need the cops here now.
See what? I'm going to hang up with
him. We need the police here now.
I've got an investigator.
He's not here yet, but...
He said he's on his way to your house.
Is he going to be here, like, now?
No, he's going to call you.
We need someone. Who is the closest person?
Where? Okay. Tell me, you said he's on his way over there?
We're not sure, but he said he knows where we are, and he said that he's got her dad, and that he's killing him, and that, I mean, he knows where we are.
Okay. I want you to hang up.
You want me to hang up?
Yes, I've got an investigator calling you. Is he still on the phone? Is your husband still on the phone with Robert?
No, he hung up. He made okay. My sister is breaking down right now. He keeps calling back, though.
Okay, that's good. All right, I'm going to hang up with you. You talk to the investigator. We're going to get a patrol officer on the way to your house, okay?
Yeah, he needs to be here, like, a long time ago. And is the person calling you right now?
But he's calling you. I need to hang up
okay,
with you. He can't call through until
okay,
he's
all right, okay, I'm hanging up.
All right, bye-bye.
Floyd County 911.
I need someone at 127 East Clinton Drive now. I called 15 minutes ago.
Sir, we have officers on the way.
This is an emergency. It has been 15 minutes.
Sir, we have officers on the way. We are extremely busy right now, but they are on the way to your residence.
Extremely busy. This is...
Sir, they are on the way to your residence, okay?
What? I can't talk right now. Tell them.
Hello.
Ma'am, this is Renee at 911. Tell me, what kind of vehicle does Robert drive?
He drives a goldish champagne. No, a gold Jeep. It's like a gold champagne colored Jeep.
Julianne, he drives a gold or champagne colored Jeep. Cherokee, big truck, little truck, what? What year?
It's a newer model. It's
newer?
A newer body style. It's a hard top Jeep Wrangler.
Newer model.
And okay. our dad's vehicle is an older GMC Jimny.
Okay.
A blue GMC Jimny.
No, nobody knows which way he went. Okay, Tiffany.
Yeah, nobody knows which.
Has he called
yes,
anymore?
Yes, he keeps calling, and he says he's telling Holly.
The guy that did this is Robert Briggs Jr. drives the gold Jeep Wrangler. Tell me what he looks like. How old is he?
He is 26 years old.
26 years old. A gold Jeep. I'm putting it in the East Clinton Drive. Okay. 26-year-old white male. Is he tall or short?
He's 6'2". 215 pounds.
215. 15 pounds. Do you have any?
Three tattoos.
Okay. And what color?
Brown hair, brown eyes.
Hold on, just a minute. Leanne. He is a 26-year-old white male, 6'2", 215 pounds. Brown hair, brown eyes.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been putting... Okay.
He works at Club Fitness.
Okay.
I don't know if that matters.
All right.
He told Holly she had to leave right now to go get her dad.
We're taking care of your dad. He's not with your dad anymore, okay?
Oh, he's not?
No, he's not.
How do you know?
Because we're talking to...
Eddie Schuler.
And he's with your dad right now.
Okay, Holly, listen to me. Holly, he does not have your dad. He is your dad.
Okay, he was with your dad, but he does not have him right now. Okay? He does not have him right now, okay?
Holly, he does not have your dad.
Okay?
He does not have your dad. Okay.
Okay, did you give a look out to the city? Nicole,
excuse me.
Hold on just a minute.
Okay.
All right.
Holly, he doesn't have him.
Okay, tell me again. How tall did you say? 6'2"?
6'2". You got a really
tight. 215 pounds. Okay.
Her dad.
Any idea where
what happened?
He might go?
Where Tim might go? Do we have any idea where Tim might go? Maybe to the graveyard, his grandmother, at the graveyard out here in West Rome, right?
So you're calling in Tim. Didn't you tell me his name was Robert?
Robert, yeah, he goes by Tim.
Okay.
Yes.
He's Robert Spriggs Jr., but they call him Tim.
Okay. Which graveyard?
The one over behind Rome Cinemas. His grandmother is buried over there. That's where he went the other night when he was really upset.
Okay, hold on just a minute. Okay, let me give a lookout and update to everybody, okay?
Okay. Probably he doesn't have him. My address is 127 East Clinton.
Okay. We've got a good lookout on him. Any idea what kind of weapons he might carry?
Holly, I need you to listen to me and answer questions, okay? Any idea of what kind of weapons he might be carrying?
He has what?
Okay. He does have a knife in his Jeep.
Okay, does he?
It's a little knife in his Jeep.
Does he own a gun?
His dad owns lots of guns, but he doesn't. So Holly was saying she doesn't know that his dad would let him take one. He might have stolen one.
Okay, so you don't know what kind of gun
on
him. Okay, who is that? Who's that?
There's been shots on Old Dalton Road.
Yes, I know. Listen, Tiffany.
Go
who is that talking? Let me talk to that
my husband.
Let me talk to him.
Scott.
Why is there not a police officer here now? We called 20 minutes ago. There's someone with a gun on the way here.
Listen to me. We've got the police on the way. I need you to listen to me. Why is she screaming?